The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello. Joining us on The Property Pod today is Estienne de Klerk, who has played a leading role in the local commercial property industry for over two decades. Estienne is CEO of Growthpoint Property South Africa and is also currently chairperson of the SA REIT Association, which represents the interest of the listed real estate investment trust sector in the country. With the association hosting its 2022 SA REIT conference in Johannesburg this week, we thought it would be great to have Estienne as a guest on the Property Pod with MoneyWeb. Besides his current position at Growthpoint and the SA REIT Association, he has been president of the SA Property Owners Association, amongst other leadership positions in the sector. In fact, Estienne played a key part in securing REIT legislation in the country several years back, together with the likes of Professor Keith Engel, amongst others. We are speaking to him today largely in his role at SA REIT for some insights of where the industry is right now, his expectations for 2022, and some of the challenges and opportunities facing the sector. We may sneak in a question or two on Growthpoint and perhaps a question on something we may not know about Estienne. Welcome to the Property Pod, Estienne.
Thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat to you, man.
Estienne, the listed property sector was one of the hardest hit from COVID in 2020, but staged a massive recovery last year. The industry also had a lot to deal with, and with rent relief and that sort of thing. But it seems to be a little bit better positioned. What is going to be the main topic or hot topic, do you think, at the SA REIT conference this week? Not necessarily just on the agenda, but when you chat with your colleagues in the industry.
Yes, sir. And I mean, you know, clearly the past 2 years have probably been the darkest years in living memory for real estate, and specifically listed real estate, with, as you mentioned, COVID, and not to forget the terrible riots we experienced in July last year, which, you know, also impacted the sector particularly negatively. But, you know, the sector has proven its resilience through this these difficult times. It's a very sophisticated sector with excellent management teams running many of the companies in the sector. And I think the reality is that the businesses, you know, are positioned in many respects for a difficult environment. If we look forward, the biggest driver of the health in the sector is always going to be the success of the South African economy and the growth in this economy. So, you know, the reality is that we are linked to the tote, specifically those companies that have just South African exposure. And increasingly, we have seen that due to the difficult times in South Africa, many of the REITs have internationalized their investments. So you are starting to see, to some extent, some of the companies less correlated to the South African economy. But the reality is that most of them, this is still their base, and the share prices are quite correlated to that. So I think the big topics will be, where does the market see the economy going? Do they see the property sector starting to recover in this coming year? And clearly in the international environment, we are quite connected in an environment where we're starting to see interest rates increase. What will the impact be on the listed property sector specifically? And, you know, with inflation starting to rear its head globally and quite possibly here in South Africa as well, does that impact us? So I do think that we're in for a very interesting couple of years ahead. I don't think it necessarily is going to be easy, but, you know, there are good opportunities still for businesses that, like a Growthpoint, which is reasonably diversified. We are seeing opportunities in specific alternate sectors, etc. So I think there are some of those themes that are coming through too.
I'm sure those themes will also be discussed. But from your perspective, and maybe I'm preempting your thoughts ahead of the conference, what are you thinking in terms of 2022 for the listed property space and perhaps a year ahead even? This year, we're expecting much more pedestrian growth for South Africa.
Yes, so I think fundamentally we are still pretty connected to the economy. And if the economy doesn't grow, then the listed sector probably will still suffer from oversupply issues within the real estate environment in most of the commercial sectors. We are starting to see improvement in, for instance, industrial vacancies have dropped off quite a bit. So the demand is improving quite a bit there. And then, you know, it does look like retail has sort of stabilized, but in the office sector, which is clearly the sector which is most correlated directly to the sort of working economy, you know, that sector is still struggling. In terms of the listed sector pricing, etc., so the share prices per se, you know, to a large extent, it boils down to the demand from institutional investors locally and internationally. Now, unfortunately, over the past few years, I think, you know, international investors have generally gone in the wrong direction from a South African perspective, so selling rather than buying. And I think the demand with the local investors has also waned somewhat. So the sector clearly has reduced in scale overall, and as such, some of the institutional investors have sort of swept it in with the rest of the financial services sector, whereas in previous years, with the growth of the sector, it actually became a separate asset class, which got a specific asset allocation to that. Now, hopefully, over time, if the sector can garner the confidence that, you know, the market has stabilized and things are set to improve, you know, you could quite easily see that money starts flowing back in volume into the sector, which will then will support the pricing, you know, within the listed property sector. So we have seen quite an improvement from, let's say, the dark days of April 20, and specifically last year, you know, it improved quite a lot. But, you know, given the historic sort of levels to where we are now, I mean, the sector must be still probably 50-odd% off its highs, you know. So there's still quite a bit of work to be done. There are certain niche areas, as we've spoken earlier, you know, some of those stocks are trading very, very strongly and at very low yields, specifically industrial exposure. And that's probably set to continue given the ongoing growth in that market. But I do see quite a lot of upside in some of the other sectors, just given the large discounts to net asset value that some of these stocks are trading at. So, you know, we do see a firming gradually over the next couple of years, but the pace of that recovery, if you'd like, will to a large extent be determined by, you know, the strength in which the economy is sort of returning. From a growth point perspective, we've also seen, let's say, for instance, the Victoria and Alfred waterfront, which is very exposed to the tourism sector. Things started improving beautifully towards the latter part of last year, October, November. And then unfortunately, you know, we had that announcement of the coronavirus and all the international lockdowns relative to the South African travel, you know. So that negatively impacted our tourism sector yet again. But I think generally the trend now in that sector is positive, and hopefully, you know, that'll translate into better performance across the board in the tourism sector as well, which is also a big contributor to the South African economy.
Estienne, on the topic of offshore exposure, will this continue considering the expected lackluster GDP growth locally compared to countries in Europe and other parts of the world?
While there's a lot of uncertainty around South African politics and policy, economic policy, and obviously a weak economy with not that many you know, positive prospects staring us in the face directly, you know, I do think that you'll find that most real estate investors probably have one eye across the oceans in different directions. So I think that the the difficulty for investment at the moment is if you're in a rising interest rate environment, and we can see that in the USA and in Europe and in Australia or the East now. So it makes pricing a little bit more tricky potentially. Mm. But the reality is that I do think that, a lot of South African real estate investors eagerly are seeking to try and improve their or expand their international diversification. And it, to be truthful, it is a diversification play. It's not a specific anti-South African stance. Ultimately, it's driven by pure commercial factors. And there are markets, as you mentioned, Eastern Europe, that are developing and where there's still decent economic growth and good opportunities. And the South African investors have played a significant role in developing those commercial real estate markets. And to some extent, they've done it with South African capital. And on the back of that, they've generated very, very good returns for the South African fiscus. So ultimately, South Africa does benefit from this activity.
That's an important point to note. I like the comment about not necessarily being anti-South African. We are in a globalized world, as it were. On the area around opportunities, yes, lackluster possible growth this year. We might be surprised on the upside. But what are some of the opportunities that you see? You look at South African retailers, for example. There was growth into Africa and they pulled back. And now they're seeing most of their growth coming out of South Africa, believe it or not. We broke the Growthpoint story late last year regarding its foray into student accommodation, for instance. So where do you see some of the opportunities in the sector?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, the best performing sort of sectors in the real estate space have been in the niche alternative areas, So clearly the leader for some time now has been industrial, and that's proven to be a very good play generally. And then if you go and look at certain specific areas, healthcare, for instance, and as you mentioned, student accommodation, as a developing country, we've still got niche areas that need significant development. We've well oversupplied in retail and in office across certainly the main metropolitan areas. But I do still think that in maybe some of the more rural and outlying areas, there will be opportunities even in those sectors, specifically on the retail side. So we've also seen that the demand from investors is to some extent on more the alternative and the niche areas rather than the sort of mainstream commercial areas that they can get access to via the listed sector very easily. So, the demand for student accommodation, clearly we've got a very young population. There's a growing demand for education and quality accommodation that goes with that. So there's a big push from investors in their social and infrastructure mandates to try and improve the supply in these areas. And, from a Growthpoint perspective, we do see an opportunity to create a vehicle of scale that can attract institutional capital, local and foreign, and that will help grow that sector and ultimately, maybe provide another listed REIT over when the market, is conducive for listing a vehicle like that. So the area or this niche area is quite proliferated in terms of ownership. There's a lot of players, a lot of developers, obviously smaller scale than the listed sector. And we do think that that consolidating this area a little bit and, getting access to cheaper capital and more structured, let's call it professional management, over time will prove valuable in this area. So the same is for the healthcare sector. Obviously, we've got a couple of really large, well-established healthcare companies that are operators. So they would be typical clients. And then there's quite a few emerging sort of healthcare operators, and there's a role to play in assisting these operators and partnering them to success. And then, for the large healthcare operators, the kind of capital that we're raising for real estate helps them fund ultimately their businesses and focus their capital on the operations where they're getting probably better returns ultimately than from the real estate space. The fact that, you know, we can provide unlisted REITs to the investment community has been particularly well received.
Before you go, Estian, on a lighter note, tell us something people may not know about you. I believe you hail from Port Shepstone on the KZN South Coast. Do you perhaps play rugby or perhaps scuba dive on the Aliwal Shell?
Yes, you're entirely correct. I was born and grew up in a little town south of Durban called Port Shepstone. I was very blessed to be able to spend the year in Australia as an exchange student, actually, which created a long-lasting link to Australia, and that played a role in some of the places we've done business. And from a sporting perspective, I've always been avid squash player, and more recently, due to a bit of an arm injury, I've taken up mountain biking. So it's been a painful learning process. I've got the scars to prove it, but certainly enjoying it. And if you've got a job in a public company or in a corporate, if you don't at least have some outlet for some of the pressures like sport, then I do think that it's not going to be very sustainable. And I think, that's one theme that probably is increasingly going to be more important in the way we do business going forward is sustainability. And, the ESG kind of acronym is widespread in investment communities today. So I do think that, in everything we do, we have to consider sustainability.
Estian, you managed to sneak in ESG in the last question there, but I suppose that comes from your passion for the industry. Estian, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Surin, and have a wonderful day, and I wish all the listeners incredible 22. I hope it's a very happy and blessed year and prosperous for all the investors.
Thank you. That was Estian de Klerk, chairperson of the SA REIT Association and CEO of Growthpoint Properties South Africa.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Asset, South Africa's leading digital commercial property magazine. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.